Armed American Radio listeners, today's Armed American Radio's recorded version of the national radio broadcast, the Armed American Radio podcast, is being brought to you today and every day by North American Arms. Make sure to visit NorthAmericanArms.com for the finest mini revolvers on planet Earth. NorthAmericanArms.com. Enjoy the show.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. Because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the Sig Sauer Studios. On the Patriot Mobile Platinum Microphone. Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside Armed American Radio's Daily Defense Sig Sauer Studios. Mark Walters sitting here in front of this Patriot Mobile Communications and Command Center microphone. X Insurance is presenting all of this to us today and every day. Welcome to the broadcast. Greg over in Dallas, Texas. How you doing, my brother?
Not too bad.
Fun new technology. Funny how when you wipe off a camera lens, you get some really cool new stuff, right?
Yeah, you get to see all those extras.
So we got a lot of extras, ladies and gentlemen. If you like to listen to the show, we've always had the Watch Live feature, but we have stepped up our game over the last few days, and we are kicking off today the new video player in high definition over at armedamericanradio.com and over at opslens.com, and now you can watch us on Roku TV and the others, whatever platform you want to watch us on over there. But if you want to watch us over on armedamericanradio.com, you can certainly do that. And there is now a chat over there that accompanies the video. So if you like to watch the radio show, and many people do, you can now chat without creating an account. Just type your name in, begin chatting, let us know your thoughts. And, there you go. Pretty cool stuff, Greg. So I'll turn it over to you, and you can give your spiel with this new stuff.
You just did the spiel, so why are you handing me?
Well, because tell people they can still go to Telegram. Let's tell them that, too. They can still chat there as well. Tell them how to do it.
All right, sure. If you'd like to watch the show, just head on over to armedamericanradio.org or .com on the right-hand side of that website. You're going to see the menu icon. Just give that a slap, and when that window opens up, you can select that Watch Live option. By doing so, you will also be including yourself in the chat over there at the Watch Live video stream. So if that's your prerogative, you want to go over there, you can do that. If you are driving, don't do that. Head on over to the Listen Live option. And if you want to catch up on all the previous episodes you may have missed, you can always head over to the podcast link, but also they will populate within the Watch Live link too. If you still want to join the Telegram chat, well, you can do that. Just head over to your app store, grab the Telegram messaging app, create your profile, and search for Armed American Radio Conversations.
That was repetitive.
Oh, well.
We had already done that. Let's go to Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Lee won't be repetitive. Lee, welcome in, my brother. How you doing, man?
Good, man. I want to hang up and start watching this stuff. This is pretty cool.
You can watch it. Just don't turn your volume up so you don't get a loop back. And have fun, because I got a really cool photo of you with one of those.
Oh,
the gun that you're shooting is really scary. Yeah, it's a really scary gun, and it has a shell being ejected from it. And you look scary because it's a scary black gun. And, what do you need one of those guns for anyway, Lee? Come on, tell us. You really
for
need
hunting.
That gun?
For hunting, yes. It's for hunting. That is my Bob Keller signature rifle.
Yeah,
it's my go-to, and I love it.
It's the go-to. Lee Williams, you've got some great articles up at Armed American News today, and I want to talk a little bit about them with you. That's right. Yeah, I said that right, didn't I? Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about you, about them with you. That's right. That worked. Okay. Aside from that, though, the NRA free speech case was heard by Supreme Court yesterday. And I don't know if you caught what Ketanji Brown said about the government and social media. Now, this bears repeating here on the program today, guys, because what she said was incredibly frightening. And I guess you could use that old moniker, tell me you're doing this without telling me you're doing this. But she flat out came out and said she was very concerned that those fighting for free speech, like us, because we depend on our free speech rights, impedes the government's ability to censor us. That's basically what she said. Correct me if I'm wrong. Is that what you heard from her? I mean, social media is afire at this. It's crazy what she said.
Yeah, I basically heard her say that the First Amendment inconveniences the government, which is the whole intent of the First Amendment.
Is to keep the government in check. Now, why is that important? What does that have to do with guns? It has everything to do with guns, because that's what we're here talking about every day. And it is obvious to me and to millions of Americans who were paying attention yesterday that everything we've told you and everything you've already known about what the other side has in store for you, wanting to stifle your opinion, do you really think that they would rather, would they rather not have this show or have this show? What do you think Ketanji Brown would say after that statement, now that we know? She's upset that the government can't do what? Step in and censor me and you right now? That's what she said yesterday. Lee, do we have you? Did we drop you?
Yes. No, I'm here.
That is what she said yesterday, is it not?
Yeah, that's exactly what she said. She cannot grasp that the First Amendments, the first 10 amendments, were designed to curtail excesses by the government. Look at the second. Okay, we're pretty familiar with that. Look at the third. The government cannot force you to quarter troops in your home. The fourth, you know, you have a right to privacy, search and seizure. Fifth, you have a right to not self-incriminate yourself. And this woman, now, it would be something if she was just, oh, I don't know, let's say a law professor at some school you've never heard of. She is sitting on the Supreme Court. She is a Supreme Court justice, and she has no idea that the First Amendment was to keep the government from curtailing your right to free speech. It was to prohibit the government from interfering with your free speech. And the free speech that we're talking about, brother, was political speech. And every court has ruled that that has a special power, that that is designed, that that should be the last type of speech that is ever curtailed by the government. And she just doesn't get it. I was shocked a little.
Yeah, kind of, but kind of not. Let me throw this wrench into the conversation here, because when you say she doesn't get it, I think she gets it the way she believes it. She believes that the government should have the right. Commies believe this. Socialists believe this, that the government has a right. They believe governments have rights. She believes the government has a right to curtail your speech if she or the government don't like what you're saying. They don't like what we talk about here.
That's insane. Let's say that you are putting out misinformation, okay? You're putting out information, up is down, down is up, whatever. The virus came from a lab, whatever you choose to put out there. It is up to the marketplace to determine whether or not you're going to have followers or you're going to have listeners. That's a decision that people can make on their own. It is not the government's job to step in and say, no, Mark, the virus did not come from the lab, so we're going to shut you down. That is, in a sense, exactly what they did. And they used some pretty powerful people to do it. I mean, look at the senior executives at Google back then. They were all coming from CIA and FBI. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's scary. This industrial censorship complex got completely out of control, and yet no one has gone to jail for any of this. So, yeah, I think she bought into that. I think she bought into the whole misinformation thing and the little Mary Poppins gal who they hired for like a minute to run the outfit before everybody found her crazy videos. I do. I'm with you. I think she believes that this is correct, that it is the government's responsibility to step in and shut down fake news. Now, unfortunately, for that theory, who's going to decide what's real and what's not? Who's going to decide what's fake news and not?
Yeah, let's go to fake news. I'm glad you brought that up. That's where I wanted to go next. Perfect segue. Because if she likes ABC and CBS reporting so that we, you know, ABC and NBC reporting so that we can CBS. If she likes that type of reporting, which we all know is fake news, that works for her.
Yeah.
But half of what comes out of Fox, they wouldn't like. Or half of what would come off of Breitbart, they wouldn't like. Or the Gateway Pundit, or, you know, for that matter, any conservative website, any independent conservative website, any independent blog, they wouldn't like what we write at Armed American News, but they like what comes off the major networks because it toes their line. It pushes their agenda. And in this case, we apply it to guns. It's an anti-gun agenda. And she believes that the government should be able to come in and slap you down if they deem it to be misinformation. So this is an upside down world we live in. Fake news. We all know it's fake news. Nobody believes what's coming from these people anymore. And that's what they want you to hear is the fake news and not the real truth. And that's what they want to shut down. And you asked the operative question there, is that who determines that? You got 20 seconds. Go ahead. Take us to the break.
She doesn't like the real news because it violates her personal agenda. Okay. It violates her personal narrative. As a Supreme Court justice, bro, she should have no narrative, yet she still maintains that.
Well, let me just take us to the break with this. KJB just proved herself to be what we all know she is and was, a box checker. That's it. She is clearly not capable of sitting in that position on the Supreme Court with her complete, utter lack of understanding and knowledge of the U.S. Constitution. It's frightening stuff, ladies and gentlemen, frightening stuff. We'll talk a little bit about the NRA free speech case and more with Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Don't go away. Following segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Patriot Mobile. Visit patriotmobile.com/AAR and use the AAR promo code to get free activation today. Welcome back to the show. Yeah, welcome back to the show indeed. Enjoying the new video, I hope. If you're watching it, please don't do that while you're driving. Welcome back. 6 Hour Studios lit up for you. The Patriot Mobile mic fired up. Mark Walters filling your prescription for freedom today. On that said microphone, X Insurance presenting it all. Please visit all of our partners. You can find them all at armedamericanradio.com. Barrel Buddy and PT Ammo and others. We'll talk about them throughout the program today. Welcome back. Lee the Gunwriter Williams. Let's talk. We're talking about the KJB. Just astonishing comments from her that really opened a lot of eyes. And I will say this. I don't think that bodes well for it. That's just one more thing that Americans are seeing with the Biden administration and what they're going to get at the Supreme Court. So that does not bode well for his joke of a reelection effort anyway. But having said that, let's move on to NRA case. It was a free speech issue as well. Any take on the NRA case that was heard yesterday? I believe the NRA is going to win that case.
Yeah, I definitely think they're going to win that. It's an open and shut case, or at least it should be, man.
Well,
I mean,
it should be.
It should be. You have the New York State Department of Financial Services superintendent telling insurance companies who she regulates not to do business with NRA and other gun groups. And then she kind of admits that, but says, well, you know, I didn't exert any improper pressure on these companies. You regulate them. You tell them not to
you
do
just
business
did.
With them. Yes. Yes.
That's exerting pressure.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's not do what she says. Oh, next thing you know, we're delisted and shut down.
Yeah. Yeah. That's like, well, I'm not going to pressure you. Don't do business with them. That's not undue pressure, except you regulate us. Yeah. Okay. So who's the idiot that just did business with the NRA? You're fired. And we're not going to do business with the NRA anymore because, well, I don't think the attorney general, we don't need her up our patooties. Of course she did. That's exactly what she did. But I'll tell you why I think the Supreme Court is going to rule the right way on this one as well, because we just got a really good ruling out of SCOTUS today denying the Biden administration's request to block that Texas bill that allows state police to arrest illegal aliens in the state of Texas. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is why the elections have consequences when it comes down to these court decisions, as you've seen with the three major gun cases over the years. Of course, Bruin, McDonald, and of course, Heller back in 2008, how important it is and why it's so vital that we have somebody that doesn't put box checkers on the courts, but people that actually understand and apply the Constitution as it was meant to be done. Unbelievable stuff. But, again, it's an eye opener for a lot of people who are maybe on the fence. They say, yeah, okay, I kind of like my free speech rights, and I really don't want the government being able to shut me down. Very important to programs like this, ladies and gentlemen. There's no question about it. All right, Lee, let's go over to fake news. We'll talk about fake news all day long, right? It's all fake news. But you have a great report out on Everytown's report on juvenile shootings, which, quote from your headline, Everytown's report on juvenile shootings, chock full of errors, propaganda. What's going on here? Clue us in. Let's chat about it.
Well, first of all, like all my better stories, this came from the man. This was a tip from Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. Said, hey, you should take a look at this report. And I did. And I was stunned, absolutely stunned by what they're saying. They claim that children unintentionally shot more than 157 people last year and wounded more than 270. And again, it's based on Everytown for Gun Safety data. So, you know, let's take a look at that data. And I wrote, and this is one of my favorite lines, their data is about as useful as an ashtray on a motorcycle, brother. It is geek.
I like that too.
I know, everybody does. It is garbage in, garbage out. I mean, they base everything, they admit right there, on media reports. And we pointed this out before. There's nothing more inaccurate than the media accounts following a shooting. You've got a sheriff's officer or a police department that kicks out a quick press release. Then you've got these kids, these youngsters, journalists, who report everything without ever questioning any of the information that was put out by the sheriff or the chief of police. It gets a quick write-up. It's out there. It lives forever on the internet. Boom. Then Everytown or Gun Violence Archive picks it up and use it to support their views. Their data does not exclude gang members. And as you well know, and as you and I have discussed 100 times, gangs, if you took all the gang related killings, all the drug crew related killings, I mean, our numbers would drop substantially. I would say at least 80%. But they use them. They use them in there. But here's the best part about Everytown's data. It's like the worst of both worlds. They rely on the Gun Violence Archive, too. There were entries, and I went through all 6,000 lines of their data. There's entries in there from the Gun Violence Archive, which we have debunked like it's cool.
Right.
It's not a news source. It's an aggregator of media reports, just like Everytown. They're probably the least credible group out there because they push these inflated numbers, knowing full well that they're going to be misused and misinterpreted, and they just don't care.
Now, so what does that make them? Let's stop for a second. When they know that, what does that make them? When they're intentionally putting this because that's intentional misinformation. Let's go back to KGB for a minute.
Yeah, they should be shut down, bro.
Does she believe the government should shut them down? She would never believe that because why?
No.
What ties back into why Everytown uses these numbers? Let's be real. They use them because even though they know it's misleading, because it works for them to further their agenda, which is also misleading. That's why they use them. Now, what does that make them? In my book, it makes them evil people. These are evil people. These are people that will look you in the face at midnight and throw you out of the room if you disagree when they tell you that the sun is shining at midnight. These are evil people, ladies and gentlemen. And this is what KJB yesterday appears to want to protect. So, you know, I just leave that with you. You can determine for yourself what you think these people are. But, you know, the FCC requires me not to say what I want to say.
I'm
being very nice. It's all lies and misinformation. And apparently KJB, sitting Supreme Court justice, box checker that she is now, clearly believes that, well, we should be able to regulate that speech. We should be able to say whether or not that's misinformation. Now, she would never, the point that I'm making is, she would never in any way suggest that what you're reporting on here from Everytown would not incite her to say, ooh, let me go look at Everytown's numbers. We should shut that down. That's misinformation. That's not true. That would never happen. But if it came from the NRA, then it's bad. So this is what we're up against. We'll take a little bit deeper dive into these numbers. You mentioned a great point about gang-related data in here. Ladies and gentlemen, as Lee points out, we'll talk about it in the next segment, there are more than 100,000 documented gang members just in the city of Chicago alone. Just in Chicago alone. So think about that. And again, if you remove, and we will talk about it in the next segment, if you remove gang-related violence from America's Democrat-run cities, guess what happens to the crime rate? It plummets because that's where most of it is coming from. And they're not distinguishing between that and the numbers. They're not giving you the information. This is a huge lie of omission. A lot to talk about with Lee the Gun Writer Williams for two more segments. Don't go away. Armed American Radio's Daily Defense continues from the Sig Sauer Studios on the Patriot Mobile mic, all brought by X Insurance, right after this.
Daniel Defense firearms are guaranteed for life, trusted worldwide, and designed, engineered, and manufactured right here in America. Daniel Defense, freedom, passion, precision.
Ah, freedom, passion, precision, Daniel Defense. Great partner of Armed American Radios. Welcome back. We thank them for bringing us video and sponsorship and partnership and everything else, and all of our partners. Of course, we're in the Sig Sauer Studios. And, oh, just for fun, Greg, just to let you know, I just ordered a new Reckoning holster for my SIG P365 from Crossbreed today.
All right.
So that's going to be showing up here, and I got one for a buddy of mine that carries the 365. He says, he's having trouble carrying. He says, I love this gun. I love the size of the gun, but he wears, you know, like tighter fitting T-shirts and all. And I said, the Reckoning, that's what you need. So I ordered one for him today. So we'll get some comments from him when he gets them in just a couple days. Crossbreedholsters.com, another long-time partner of Armed American Radio. Patriot Mobile Command microphone lit up for you. X Insurance presenting it all. Let's go back to Lee, the gun writer, Williams. Lee, I want to go back to some of these crime stats here. Now, I believe it was Fox. I'm going off memory here. No, it was not. I believe it was NBC News reporting that the FBI, because here you're seeing the narrative being created by mainstream media to help Biden. Why? Because people's perception is that crime is very high. So the media is out there now creating a narrative using FBI to confirm that, in fact, we shouldn't believe what we see on the streets. But the because the FBI numbers show crime is decreasing, murder rates in particular and violent crime, decreasing by as much as 13%, which is a good thing. Don't misunderstand me. However, what they're not telling you is those numbers are still far higher than they were prior to Biden's arrival in office. That's what they're not telling you. Again, a clear lie of omission, which is exactly what we're doing here with Every Town for Gun Safety and the GVA, when you mention that there are more than 100,000 documented gang members just in the city of Chicago. Other large cities are similarly cursed. And you talk about, you know, not just gang violence, but unaffiliated drug crews accounting for a large number of shootings in the United States, et cetera. So obviously they don't put those numbers in because why? To do so works against their agenda. As we said in the previous segment, they use this nonsense the way they use it, because it furthers their agenda. Well, let's just put this in and it works for us, which is just one big fat lie. So we ask it. Go ahead.
The crux of the gangster thing is this whole study was supposed to be about unintentional shootings.
Right.
Gangsters shoot more people intentionally than unintentionally. They should have been excluded. If this was a clean data set, they would have been.
Yeah, there's a lot in here. I'm going to throw this over to John, talking about Dr. John Lott, ladies and gentlemen, kind of thinking out loud in front of the mic. But I really would like to get his opinion, not just on this, but also on the report out of, I believe it was NBC. I may be wrong about that. It's fake news regardless. But the decrease that they're using now, clearly the formation of another narrative to, again, gaslight you into thinking, am I wrong about all of this that I'm seeing?
No, you're right.
You're right.
And like we point out in the story, I mean, the most important line in here is you have to consider the source. This report was created by Every Town for Gun Safety, which is part of former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun empire. Okay. It was pushed out by Every Town and the Trace. That's the propaganda arm of Bloomberg's anti-gun empire. John Feinblatt is the president of both Every Town and the Trace. It's like Bloomberg's gun groups are vertically syndicated. You see something coming out in Every Town or you're a free thinker, I don't care what side of gun issue you're on. I don't care if you love guns or hate guns. You have to know this is an incredibly biased source. That's the most important takeaway for me from this, is that they're putting it out.
Okay, but I again, as much as I don't like to say what I'm going to say, I have to say it because it's truthful. It works. This works. There are people who fall for this stuff. You don't, listener. But there are millions of people who don't listen here that should be, that aren't, that fall for this stuff. And as we were talking about the other day, it's an emotional-based argument. You know, we were talking with Diana Mueller on Sunday show, Lee, about how when she squares off with the other side at some of these hearings in Washington and state capitals around the country, how she says that if she were to able to have time with some of these women, she would be able to bring at least 25% of them over to our side, because they're just simply acting on emotion. They're buying into what they're told. And if some people who are honest can get the facts, you know, I just hate to admit that it works, but it does. Unfortunately, you know, again, you got to say this little euphemism here, but if it just saves one mind, wouldn't it all be worth it talking about this? Because you give a solid over to AWR Hawkins on here. Let's go there. One of the most repeated falsehoods that every town still links to their data states that firearms, not motor vehicle deaths, are the leading cause of death for children. That was fact-checked last year by AWR Hawkins at Breitbart News. In 2020, Hawkins found that 2,281 children were killed with firearms, but 2,503 were killed in motor vehicle crashes. Moreover, according to CDC numbers, according to AWR, children are 27 times more likely to die in an accidental car death than an accidental gun death, and unintentional suffocation deaths are 10 times higher among children than accidental gun deaths. Isn't that going back to the operative word, what was supposed to be the original intent of the story?
Yeah, but that violates their narrative if you say stuff like that, brother. It's better to take data you know is skewed, coming from the Gun Violence Archive, coming from every town's own quote-unquote research, to get them to support it. You know, the one thing I love about the CDC data, you know, NBC and every town aren't just citing it. Kamala has been parroting it for, even though she gets fact-checked every single time she says it.
Right. Well, Biden, too. Biden has been fact-checked. And I, again, hats off. We're fair here to a lot of the major media, including the Washington Post, who has given Biden Pinocchios like crazy for all of his misleading statements about guns and gun violence and what the Constitution said you can own or can't own, or all this other nonsense that, you know, he's now wearing those boat anchor shoes. Do you see that, to keep him from falling down?
It's like cross-country skis.
I mean, the guy is a joke all the way around. But he repeats it repeatedly, and it doesn't matter if the Washington Post fact checks him, or it doesn't make any difference. They just continue to repeat the lie. Why? Because more people fall for the lie than fall for the fact check. It's pretty much that simple. It's a mathematical equation. Keep saying it. It's the dictionary definition of gaslighting. Conning you into thinking what you're seeing or hearing isn't real. And it is. Wow. And then KGB on top of that, Lee, good heavens. The government should be able to shut you down if it doesn't like it. Imagine the absolute control of the narrative they would have at that point. And see, go ahead.
You know, there was a master of gaslighting. And he's the one that actually created the process, didn't come up with the term. The term hit 70 years later. Right. But he basically said and recommended, hit them with what, accuse them of doing what you're actually doing. And it works. That was Joseph Goebbels, of course, Adolf Hitler's minister of propaganda. And they're still using that technique here against us.
Yeah, it is a never-ending battle. And it's such a great tie-in for today's show to talk about this. The fact that, you know, we had no idea that box checker KJB was going to utter the statements in the Supreme Court oral arguments yesterday that she did. But I'm hopeful that she opened a lot of eyes, not just on our side, because what does it do for us? It just reaffirms what we already know. But I'm hopeful that there are honest Americans out there that hear this and say, oh, wait a minute, what did she just say?
Well, they're being represented. NRA is being represented in this case by the ACLU. Okay?
Correct.
About
strange bedfellows, right?
As you can get. Yeah, about as far to the left group as you can get. I wonder what those attorneys made of what she said in court. I mean, their heads have to be almost ready to explode.
I don't know. I would have liked to have seen it. I read some of the transcripts. I don't know. I just caught a lot of the blurbs that that we're referring to here today, and those were enough. In fact, I was talking about them on 97.1 FM, Mark Cox radio show in the morning in St. Louis today. And when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, or you hear that music, that means a break. We've got our final segment with Lee coming up. Got another story to talk with you about that Lee's got out there. Excellent work. We'll be back. Don't go away.
This segment of Armed American Radio's Daily Defense is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. Visit DanielDefense.com. Now, back to the show.
Okay, final segment with Lee the Gunwriter Williams. I'm going to ask you one more time to join the mail list. The email that I get from Daniel Defense came out early this morning, and it's like, it's. I just wait for the end of the day when I've got some downtime, and boom, I go to it to see all the cool stuff that's out there. Goat guns, too. You get some really cool email from Goat Guns. So check out all of our partners, please. Join their mail list if you can. Get on their email list. Fun stuff. GoatGuns.com. Where Our Families Train. Down in Florida, Claremont, Florida. The only city or town in Florida with a hill, believe it or not. It's like 400 feet above sea level. It's very strange. But Claremont is a beautiful place down there. And they've got some amazing scenario-based training down there at WOFT. You can visit them at WOFT.com. PT Ammo, behind enemy lines. Making great American-made ammo with American-made parts. Right up in Guilford, Connecticut, behind the blue curtain up there. BarrelBuddy.com, revolutionize the way you clean your guns. Join ArmsList.com, promo code AAR. And guess what? First month's 99 cents, only like $6 or something a month. After that, it's America's Firearms Marketplace. Cutting-edge firewood for your barbecue cooking needs. HeavensHarvest.com, HeavensHarvest.com for your emergency food supplies. And don't forget Patriot Mobile and all of our other partners, all of our manufacturers out there, Sig Sauer, North American Arms, Carr Firearms, etc., and PatriotMobile.com. And don't forget to buy yourself some slippers or whatever else you can over there and help Mike out over there at MyPillow.com. The website is great. MyPillow.com/Armed American Radio. Take advantage of all those discounts and say thank you for supporting the right to bear arms. We appreciate it. That's how you do it. Lee, welcome back. Let's go over to another report that you have out that is just outstanding work this week, man. Really great work. Terrorism is a disease. Constitutional carry is the cure. Oh, you must have offended some anti-gunners with that statement.
Well, you know, I looked at what Christopher Wray has said. I'm not a huge fan. As a matter of fact, I'm not a fan at all. I don't like the FBI. I don't like how they've been weaponized. I think Wray should be probably in jail. But he did tell the Senate Select Committee on Intel that the terrorism threat coming across the southern border is huge, and but it's even worse than when he said it last time. Now you take into account all the Haitians that are coming here. Our governor, the best governor in the country, Ron DeSantis, just announced that they caught about two dozen Haitians in a boat offshore. State FWC guys went out there and caught them. They had guns and drugs, brother. They also had night vision. Okay, the Haitians had night vision.
I can't afford night vision. Haitians can afford night vision. I can't afford night vision. Okay, guys?
Neither can our law enforcement agency. If you're fighting with night vision, you have a tremendous advantage. They have huge tactical advantage. So, yeah, there's a huge threat out there, massive threat out there. We didn't know how good these terrorists were at planning until the horrific attacks in Israel. And, you know, if they can get with a state sponsor like Iran, they're capable of some good planning. So odds are pretty high when they attack here within CONUS, within the continental United States, not if they attack, but when they attack, they're going to do some planning and some thinking, and it's going to be in a blue state where people don't have the ability to defend themselves. They're not going to attack Texas. They're not going to attack Florida. They're not going to attack Georgia. They're going to go where people where it's difficult for people to carry firearms legally. So the big cure for that would be constitutional carry. And I don't know why. Well, I do know why. But, you know, the government needs to admit this, or we're going to be like Israel. We're going to be like Ukraine, caught with our pants down, issuing firearms to people who don't know how to use them. So
let's not forget the report of the Hezbollah terrorist, I guess, was out this morning again. I don't know where I saw it in an alert. Yeah. but an admitted Hezbollah terrorist who was coming here to make bombs, who was caught at the border. Yeah. Now, some people are thinking, oh, well, what are you worried about? They caught him. I'm worried about the ones they didn't catch. And don't think that that's not happening. It is. And hats off to SCOTUS for telling Texas, yeah, go ahead. Use your state police.
As we pointed out, you know, these are the same people that are pushing this response to terrorism, run, hide, fight. Okay, that these are the people that actually think that's going to work. I would prefer to shoot, drink, and nap over that, because you're going to be a lot safer when you're taking care of yourself.
And eat. You know, these are frustrating things, because when you, it's always frustrating for me when you hear or read government reports. And you being in Florida, you know, I've talked about this many times before. FEMA itself tells you to have an emergency kit.
Yeah.
Okay. Not just for natural disasters, but you should have one anyway. Even Obama's FEMA put that out. But what's the one item they don't add? A firearm. You know, it's like watching the Disney Toy Story movies, which are fun movies to watch. And my kids loved them when they were little. And Woody is unarmed. He's got an empty holster. The cowboy. You know, it's this politically correct PC garbage that's out there. They just simply won't show you the positive use of a gun ever. Now, I can promise you no cowboy walked around in the Wild West dressed like Woody with an empty holster.
No.
Didn't happen. But again, you know, KJB, for example, can't even tell you what a woman is. Certainly doesn't understand the Constitution and wants to be able to stifle your free speech, particularly if you're out there saying, put a gun in your FEMA bag or your emergency kit or your go bag or whatever you want to call it. How dare you suggest that? I don't know.
Basically,
what do you do?
The story was another excuse for me to get the picture of my beautiful staccato out there in public.
And that is a beautiful, it is gorgeous too, isn't it? Oh, those are great. Those are really nice. I have fired a little bit out of my price range, but boy, oh boy, are those things are sweet. They are beautiful. So what's coming up next? What are we working on next, Lee? What are we going to read from you at Armed American News and over at Second Amendment Foundation? Can you give us a hint? Can you break anything, or you want to keep it on the hush-hush?
Later this week, we'll be reading about the results of two FOIAs that I sent to ATF. One is 3 years old, and one is 2 years old.
You got a response?
What happened? Yeah, evidently they must be looking at Joe's poll numbers.
Well, well, well.
Yeah.
There are a lot of lawsuits going on by people who have not gotten responses, particularly out in California right now.
ATF is, you know, they've been acting like they're playing with house money for far too long. They're the first federal agency Biden weaponized. And I think now the powers to be within the ATF are probably realizing that, gosh, you know, if President Trump gets reelected, we might look kind of bad. Yeah, you are. And
you might be out of a job, Dettel Goober Bach.
Yeah, if they don't end up getting completely defunded and torn apart, at least a lot of firings. It has to happen.
You want to make a prediction on that? We've got 30 seconds. What do you think happens when Trump is in office with ATF?
Dettelbach is gone. No doubt about it. He is an idiot. I think all of his immediate command staff will be gone. The big question is whether or not the agency survives. I've looked at it 100 different ways, talked to a lot of former and current federal guys. The duties of ATF could easily be handled by FBI and local law enforcement.
Says a lot about the ATF, doesn't it? Guys, if you're an ATF agent, I've said this before, I'll say it again. If you're an ATF agent, you know by now you're working for a weaponized agency. Frankly, you suck. I have no respect for you because we know what you're up to. We catch it. We report on it every single time we can. Every time we can. And guys like Lee doing amazing work out there. AWR Hawkins, Dave Workman, many other real journalists that are putting information out that KJB thinks the government should be able to suppress. Like this show as well. Incredible stuff. Lee the Gunwriter Williams, thank you, brother, for doing everything that you do at Second Amendment Foundation, Armed American News, and everywhere else on your blog. And that is thegunwriter.substack.com. Don't forget that. Visit him over there and join it like I did. You will not be disappointed. You will have a lot more knowledge than you had yesterday, I promise you. Armed American Radio second hour begins at 6 minutes after the hour. Enjoy the break. Flip side.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance
on the Armed American Radio Network.